While this cool, wet weather is raising frustration levels on when we'll be able to plant corn and beans, it's also keeping us out of the fields when it comes to that alfalfa crop. And that, of course, is a key to a lot of producers who are getting tight on supplies. Recently, the average price of alfalfa hay has risen to well over $200 a ton, which makes some people wondering just what is the status of the crop and when might we be able to pull the trigger on the first cutting.
I think in general terms, we're in fairly good shape, but there will be some individual farms who are starting to maybe consider changing their ration and going a little bit higher corn silage and less hay or haylage just to make sure that they get it through, because we may not be putting first crop in the bunkers until the first week of June the way it's looking now.
Well, not every state is as soggy as we are here in Wisconsin, and according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, some guys were planting last week.
A little bit more than 1/8 of the U.S. corn was planted during the week ending the 27th. That is still behind the five-year average of 28%, but significantly ahead of last year's record slow pace when just 5% of the crop was planted by the 27th of April.
Rippey said the national average for planting is now about 20% complete. However, four states are well above that.
Those being Tennessee, planting a little over a third, and then Illinois planting more than a quarter of its corn in just the week. Kentucky 22%, Missouri 21%. Missouri leads the Midwestern states, 47% overall planted. That's now ahead of the five-year average of 42%.
Now, it's not moisture that's affecting the winter wheat crop. According to Rippey, heat, dust, and wind is keeping the winter wheat crop down.
33% good to excellent, 34% very poor to poor. Those numbers a week ago were about the same, 34% good to excellent, 33% very poor to poor. We continue to see most of the drought issues focused in a four-state area across the southern Great Plains. In Texas, the crop 65% rated very poor to poor. Oklahoma now at 65%. We also have problems in Kansas, 37% very poor to poor, and Colorado, 33%.
Well, both blocks and barrels were off a penny yesterday as block cheese dropped to 220. Barrels also lose a penny to 217 a pound, while AA butter remained at $1.91. Class 3 prices were lower, but just slightly. April dropping a couple pennies to 24.29. May up 3 cents to 22.60. June off 4 cents at 20.66. And your September class 3 off a penny at 19.59. Kind of a quiet day as well on the Board of Trade for corn. May up fractionally, gaining 0.75 cents to 507.5 cents per bushel. September corn up 0.75 cents to 509.75 cents. May beans still strong, up another dime to 15.06.5 cents per bushel. September now pricing to 13.01.5 cents per bushel, while May wheat unchanged at 7.01 a bushel. As far as your livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 93 to 112. Most of the slaughter cows, 80 to 92. Fed cattle firm, choice beef steers and heifers top at 144. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Replacement bull calves, 190 to 335. Heifer calves, 1 to 245. Barrels and gilts, they again top at 105. While the feeder lambs, 175 and down. Market lambs, 155 and down. And that is a lowdown on your news and agricultural prices here on WSAU News.